Rhonda Stewart, Rhonda Vincent, All That's Left, brand new from Chatham County line. Remember Me, that was Don Reno and Charlie Moore. Uncle Earl gave us Wallflower and The Mill, that was Lori Lewis and Grant Street. It is noon. Thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and all around the world at kgnu.org.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a, kind of a 50-50 day here on the Colorado Front Range. Is it going to be cool? Is it going to be warm? Is it going to rain? Is it going to be sunny? Maybe yes to all of that. But at any rate, I can tell you that the next hour of music is going to be solid. We've got a lot of great stuff lined up for you, new and old, as always. We're going to begin with the music of Rising Appalachia. They put on a great show at the Fox Theater on Thursday night. I was very happy to be able to see them in such a small venue. And from there, who knows where we'll go. What's important is that we keep it tuned right here to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio.
Caminando. caminando hacia el sol. Caminando, caminando, vamos caminando hacia la libertad.
Agarraba la cabeza,
oye, pues.
Contorneaba la cintura,
sí,
remeneaba rabadilla,
pero
me dio mucha calentura.
Oh!
Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU, community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this so-so Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. But regardless of what the weather does, it's always beautiful in Colorado. And I thank you for making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your beautiful Saturday. We began the show with The Rising Appalachia from their album The Sales of Self and a track called Caminando, one of the many delightful songs they performed at the Fox Theater on Thursday night. Great show, sold out, kicking off their tour right here in Boulder. I believe they were in Denver last night and headed to the Moab Folk Festival this weekend. After that, from another artist who whose show still has me beaming from a couple of weeks ago, is Quantic, featuring Nidia Góngora. And we heard Muevelo Negro, the Worka remix. And that comes from the La Plata EP from Quantic, out on True Thoughts. And then some new music. I think it's from the Philippon label. Yes, it's a single from Elote Ojo and his Sounds of Joy, Mam Yine Wa. And in the background right now, it is Mop Mop, their track Kamakumba, remixed by German-based, I believe Berlin-based duo African 808 from the Isle of Magic remixed collection. This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener, and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Darling Side at the L2 Church on November 18th, and a solo show by Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket on November 19th. Tickets and information are available at swallowhillmusic.org. Still a lot of music to come in today's program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone 303-442-4242 or email feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Laying on حبك الرضبان بدات تروح as we were climbing up those mountains flying high like eagles do climbing up climbing up and meanwhile heads were banging on the lamentation Walu
বন্ধুর প্রেমের কলঙ্কিনী শান্তি নাই রে দিন রজনী কুলহারা কলঙ্কিনী কুলহারা কলঙ্কিনী কারো ধারে যাই না রঙের দুনিয়া
রঙের দুনিয়া তোরে চাই না
It's Terrasonic on listener-powered community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. We're a little over halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. In that last set, we heard some Indian reggae, or formulation thereof, from Lohi Terra. The EP is called Bangla Rasta, and we heard Ronge Dunia. Before that, a classic from the late, the great Chebi Saba from his landmark release, Krishna Leela, out on the Six Degrees label, which is celebrating 20 years this year. Congratulations to them for surviving and even perhaps thriving at times for this long. At any rate, from Krishna Leela, Chebi Saba, we heard Maname Diname, and from a recent collection put together by DJ Click from his label No Fridge, based in Paris, we heard Lamentation Walu, the DJ Click remix. The artist is Boogie Balagan. In the background right now, from Japan, it's Minoru Murayoka. From his album Bamboo, a reissue on the Now Again label. That's a sub-label of Stone's Throw. And a nice little flute track here. I'll spare you the butchering of the title. Again, the album Bamboo, Minoru Murayoka. And you can get all this information from the playlist, which you'll find at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. Coming up on about 25 minutes left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan, who has just entered the building. But plenty of music still between now and then on Terrasonic on Community Radio KGNU. We'll be right back.
απόγειμε. Όλος ο κόσμος χαίρεται, μ' εγώ παραπονιέμαι. Για σένα κι όχι για άλλη, ναι, τη μάνα μου αρνιέμαι. Για σένα κι όχι για άλλο, ναι, τις φίλους μου αρνιέμαι. Όξω πάμια κι άλλη μια τα μίλησαμε, όνειρα ήτανε, τα συμφωνήσαμε. Το μόνο μου παραπονό είναι που δεν σε βλέπω. Το μόνο μου παραπονό είναι που δεν σε βλέπω. Και μόνος μου το απορώ. Αγαπούν το καμούνε για να περνάει η ώρα. Και να αγαπούν το καμούνε για να περνούν την ώρα. Όχι στο παμιά κι άλλη μια, το γυαλό γυαλό. Στο παμιά κι άλλη μια, ψάρα κι ακυνηγώ. Ξεβρεις να αγαπάς, καρδιές μην αγκυλώνεις. Αφού δεν ξεβρεις να αγαπάς, καρδιές μην αγκυλώνεις. Και σαν αρχίσεις μια δουλειά, να την ετελειώνεις. Και σαν αρχίσεις μια δουλειά, να την ετελειώνεις. Στο παλιά κι άλλη μια τα μίλησαμε, όχ όνειρα ήτανε, τα συμφωνήσαμε.
samba de cacaru caia de imbi. Oia, 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 ei. Oia, matamba de cacaru caia de imbi.
Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Just heard something from DJ Newmark. We heard Oya Inde Bure featuring Lodir de Oliveira on the vocals, and that's from the Broken Sunrise album, and from the Wonder Wheel catalog mix, mixed by DJ Newmark. We heard Bucharest, the Pimps of Joy Time remix of the Nicodemus track featuring Taraf de Haiduks. And also in there, Acid Arab. Their latest is called Musique de France. It's on the Cram Discs label, and it is definitely one of my favorites of the year. We heard Medahat. Speaking of DJ Newmark, he is appearing next Saturday, the 12th, at Ophelia's Electric Soapbox in Denver. Newmark, of course, was one of the pioneering DJs of Jurassic 5. He is a force to be reckoned with live, a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to catching him, DJ Newmark, next Saturday the 12th at Ophelia's. Right now in the background, it's El Buga from the Mini Conga remixes. This is the VSKA remix of the track Mini Conga. Still some music ahead in the program that we're going to get to before we give way to Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan in the house with you today, bringing you 3 hours of the best in roots reggae music, following up at 4 o'clock with African Roots, 2 hours of music from Africa and the African diaspora, and then a full hour of news from the BBC in London at 6 o'clock. We'll come back to say goodbye. Here's something from Yoni Hastrup, Wake Up Your Mind, on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Our land, it is time to project our culture.
Just a minute before the top of the hour of 1 o'clock here at listener supported KGNU Community Radio. This week's episode of Terrasonic coming in for a landing. Hope you've enjoyed the magic carpet ride around the world of music. I know I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Just heard Yoni Hastrup, Wake Up Your Mind, from a great collection called Nigeria Soul Fever out on the Soul Jazz Records label. It's a recent release from them. And in the background, we end where we began with a version of Caminando, this one by El Remolón. You'll find a podcast of today's show, the playlist. You can download it, you can stream it at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, in-studio interviews, live performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can catch us anytime via feedback or via Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Email is feedback@terrasonic.net. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines with Maka coming up following headlines from the BBC in just a few seconds. You've been listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Netherland, Colorado. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time right back here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. South Korea has seen one of its biggest rallies in years as protesters took to the streets of Seoul to demand the resignation of the president, Park Geun-hye. The protesters are angry at accusations that a close personal friend of the president, with no official position, was allowed to influence policy making. Steve Evans has been at the rally.
Police estimated that 40,000 people demonstrated here, though the organisers said it was many more. The swirl of allegations that brought protesters here concerns a close friend of President Park, Chae Soon-shil, who is alleged to have set up funds and then gone to big companies and sought millions of pounds in donations on the strength of her closeness to the president. Before she was arrested and charged, Ms. Chae apologised for what she called an unpardonable crime.
With 3 days to go before the US presidential election, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both targeting voters in Florida, one of the key battlegrounds in the race for the White House. Mr. Trump began the day with a rally in Tampa. Mrs. Clinton will appear in South Florida later. Laura Bicker reports.
Donald Trump is trying to stay away from controversy, stick to his script, and stick it to his rival. The 2016 campaign has already proved to be unedifying. As it draws to a close, the tone is becoming increasingly bitter and divisive. Battling a downpour at her rally, Hillary Clinton said she could bring America back together. 37 million Americans have cast their ballots early. Polling numbers suggest Hillary Clinton has a slight lead, but some political commentators believe her path to the White House is no longer safe.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called on the Islamic State militants in Mosul to surrender. Iraqi troops engaged in a major offensive around the city, so they fought their way into a nearby town called Hammam al-Alil. Here's our Middle East analyst, Alan Johnston.
Reports from the front lines say the Iraqi military believed there were at least 70 IS militants in the town of Hammam al-Alil, which lies on the River Tigris. An army commander said some of those fighters fled, but others battled hard. He said his men had had to thwart 3 suicide car bomb attacks. A military statement said the advancing troops managed to enter the town and raise the Iraqi flag, but it wasn't clear whether the army was fully in control.
The commander of US forces in Afghanistan has said it's likely that airstrikes resulted in civilian casualties in the north of the country on Thursday. More than 30 civilians, at least half of them children, died as the Americans supported Afghan special forces in an anti-Taliban operation in Kunduz province. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police in Bangladesh have arrested dozens more people in connection with what's been called a synchronised attack on members of the Hindu minority, which started last Sunday. 44 people are now being held on suspicion of attacking up to 17 temples and over 100 homes of Hindus in eastern Bangladesh. It appears to have been sparked by a Facebook posting that mocked a Muslim holy site in Mecca. The holder of the account, who's a Hindu, says his page was hacked. A suicide bomber has targeted an army convoy near the heavily fortified Somali parliament in Mogadishu. A police officer said 2 soldiers were among the dead, but local media say at least 20 were killed and many others were wounded. The militant group Al-Shabaab, which wants to topple the Western-backed government in Mogadishu, says it is responsible. Riot police in Italy have clashed with anti-government protesters in the historic centre of Florence, where the Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi's Democratic Party, is holding a convention. Police charged at